102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today, we are shining the light on an organization called A Place to Go and Grow. Please welcome the director and assistant director of A Place to Go and Grow, Sharon Gibson and Lonel Nolan. Hello.
Hello there.
Thank you for being here. All right, Sharon Gibson, Director, CEO of A Place to Go and Grow. Please introduce your organization and the services that you provide to our KBLX family.
Yes, I'm Sharon Gibson. My organization provides homes for single mothers with children. The objective is to make sure that they have a home so that they can go and grow.
Okay, now you mostly serve homeless women then.
Yes, mm-hmm. Women without homes, yes. Mm-hmm. Women with homes. I want to, yes, provide housing for homeless women and children, absolutely.
And how do they find you, or how do you find them?
They can find me through my organization.
Tell us a little bit about your story, Sharon.
When I was 19 years old, I was a single mother, homeless, didn't have nowhere to go, no help, no one to really help me, was in a hotel, frightened. And it really made me understand how detrimental that can be, how scary it is to be alone with children. Mm-hmm. So I've always had this passion in my heart and in my mind that if I ever was able to help from my standpoint, the things that I've gone through, then I would do so.
And you give these women a place to go?
A place to go first. Mm-hmm. You must establish a place to go first.
Mm-hmm. And then what does the growth look like?
The growth is we start with, depending on the needs, you know, depending on what's going on with them, first to establish the home. Next, if they have mental issues or physical issues, we address those issues.
Mm-hmm. And do you have programs for the children as well?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yes. It has to be the whole unit. The mm-hmm. first objective is to get the mother well first, mm-hmm. because she is the nurturer.
And do you have partnerships with different organizations in Pittsburgh that support you?
Not at this point in time. Mm-hmm. That is something that's hopefully going to come out of this interview.
Okay.
I'm praying that that is the possibility.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, absolutely. So anybody who's listening, if you want more information about A Place to Go and Grow, make sure you check in with us at kblx.com on our community page. You can get more information about the organization there and reach out to Sharon Gibson and Lonel Nolan, mm-hmm. as the assistant director of A Place to Go and Grow. Lonel, what is your role in this organization?
Well, basically, I met Sharon during a period in her life that her son needed mentoring. I was director of Pittsburgh Mentor Project. So when I met Sharon, I could see that she had a vision of wanting to give back to the community and be able to help those that were less fortunate. So we stayed in contact with one another throughout the years. And so when she mentioned that she was ready, I said, well, I'll help you with putting together 501c3, the website, and we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so what did the relationship with her son end up looking like for you and for your son?
Well, it looked good. He's a fine young man today. Mm-hmm. I'm really impressed that he took heed to some of the things that were being shared with him. And he's applying it to his own children. So that's a plus.
Mm-hmm. And Sharon, how did you find yourself succeeding now and in a position now where you're ready to give back and help other homeless women and single women with children find a place to go and grow?
My heart aches. It aches. Like I said, going back to my own story, mm-hmm. and my own pain, I know what that's like. And I want to reach out to them and let them know that it's okay, that there is hope, that you are not lost at all,
mm-hmm.
that you can overcome this. Because I didn't think I would, but I did.
How did you?
I stood up. Someone came and helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Someone came and helped me. They came and stood there by me and gave me a place to go. And then I grew from a place I had to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason that's why it's called A Place to Go and Grow.
A Place to Go and Grow. Serving the Pittsburgh area, but you also have an objective to create some change in Allensworth, California. Tell us about Allensworth as a city, first of all, and the change you hope to impart there.
I tell you, that's Allensworth is certainly a passion of mine. Colonel Allen Allensworth developed the town of Allensworth in 1908, which is the only black town in the state of California. The town itself now is a state historical park, but it has a small piece adjacent to it where there's 282 people there. In visiting there, there is a certain spirit that will grab you when you enter that park. So during my first visit there in 2009, I was taken aback by the fact that this town here now sits in darkness. So a couple friends of mine, we put together the Allensworth Community Development Group. So the county now has waived fees, and they also have established the town as not being agricultural, but now residential and commercial. So we want to go there and build a cottage for homeless women. Mm. We think that that would be a situation whereby women from far and near could come to Allensworth and call home. And so as a child, they tell a parent that you need to provide food, clothing, and shelter. We're going to provide all three of those entities for those families as we develop Allensworth from, once again, a place that's in darkness to a place that will have the lights turned on. And, of course, a place to go and grow is a major part of this development.
And are you thinking of taking some of the women and families that you find or that find you in the Pittsburgh area and relocating them
Absolutely.
To Allensworth? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And will it be, you said, a cottage. So how will this cottage differ from perhaps a women's homeless shelter?
Well, when I say cottage, I'm basically piggybacking off something. There was a human trafficking organization, and they were talking about a cottage for women. And the way it was being designed, it was providing like apartments for these women. They will basically be in apartment-like setting.
Yes. Yes. Housing with
yes,
support.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And have that support and resources that they need, you know, to be able to move forward. Mm-hmm. But we basically also look at it as a situation where they can help and support each other. Because True. If they have kids, then, you know, maybe some that are going to work or going to resources can watch the other kids. Mm-hmm. So that's that compound or that cottage type atmosphere that I guess I was speaking of.
Sure.
It's time, you know, to have the lights turned on in Allensworth. Mm-hmm. And all Afro-Americans, you know, if they have an opportunity, they need to go to Allensworth. Mm. You will feel that spirit when you enter that park.
And
you
it's know. About 30 miles south of Bakersfield?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Off Highway 99.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the services that you provide and the organization A Place to Go and Grow, serving the women, homeless women and single mothers in the Pittsburgh area. You have an event coming up, and this is a women's empowerment conference along with a concert, July the 14th. Please tell us more about that event.
I felt that it was necessary for me to start with the women's conference. Mm. If I'm going to empower the women, I felt like that was a place for me to start so that I can get an idea of what's in their heads, what's going on in their minds. And then I could, you know, do more conferences and more education. So this conference is to also educate. It's also to get them to thinking about what it means to get well, to have yourself in position mentally to be able to go and grow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's the reason for this conference, is to reach out to see what I'm actually dealing with. How can I actually fit in to what they're going through?
Sure. To really assess their
absolutely,
needs so that you can
absolutely.
Provide.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. The event is July 14th, California Theater in Pittsburgh. This is on Saturday. Yeah. July
yes,
the 14th.
Saturday. Yes.
And it is from, as I just said, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. California Theater is 351 Railroad Avenue in Pittsburgh. And you can get more information at aplacetogoandgrow.com. But for those interested in attending, looks like it's only $10 per person for the conference. This is for maybe families who are looking to support other families, or this is for women who may be on the cusp of homelessness and are trying to find resources, or who would you expect would be there?
Well, I believe that this conference here is going to benefit all women.
Mm-hmm.
from all walks of life, because this focus here is on the issues that women are dealing with today. Dr. Deidre Brown Taylor is currently a professor at UCLA. She's going to come in and talk about family dynamics. Those are situations, the issues that, of course, across the board, I think all women, you know, especially women with children, should want to come and be a part of, you know, because we're going to have the Q&A session. And so they'll be able to ask questions and, you know, and get answers on issues of our concern today. Yvette Williams is going to come in, and Yvette is going to speak on human and sex trafficking. It's a very special thing with Yvette because Yvette's, one of her children was involved in human trafficking. So she has firsthand knowledge and information to share with how she's dealt with her daughter. Now, of course, Sharon Gibson, you know, our CEO of A Place to Go and Grow, is going to come in and speak to the issues and concerns that women may have from a spiritual point of view. She always talks about Proverbs 31 woman.
Tell us, Proverbs 31. Tell us, Sharon.
She's a virtuous woman. She's a strong woman that knows her place. And when I say strong, I don't mean strong like a man. I mean gentle and kind. That's what a Proverbs 31 woman is. She's willing to do whatever she needs to do to benefit her sisters as well. I want to build a sisterhood here, to be strong, to lean on each other. That's what a Proverbs 31 woman does.
Okay.
And of course, myself, Lionel Nolan, I'm the author of a booklet that I wrote called The Peace, A Family Syndrome. This booklet was written while I was an instructor for Welfare to Work transition program. It basically talks about dysfunctional families, families that have been broken and split because of the attitude of a piece of man, you know, associating himself with a piece of woman. So, of course, that union of a piece of man and a piece of woman, you may end up with a piece of child. And this child could be out here raising havoc on society. We saw it yesterday. We see it today. So this booklet here itself, you know, it's, I think it's going to be very useful. It's going to be able to enlighten many women in terms of relationships. It's going to enlighten them in regards to their, how they handle and deal with their kids today. And it's also going to empower them in terms of how they need to address certain issues going on in society. We've got gun violence out there. We've got situations where many of these girls are running away from home. I mean, parents need support. And basically, that's what this booklet talks about, supporting that house. But it also is going to single out that man that may be absent from the house and maybe hopefully empower him to become an asset, not a liability to the family.
So really addressing what's happening in the family that is leading so many of these women to be homeless in the first place.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. The organization, again, is called A Place to Go and Grow. The website, aplacetogoandgrow.com. Sharon Gibson, director, and Lionel Nolan, assistant director, are here with us. And the event, again, is on Saturday, July 14th, California Theater in Pittsburgh, 351 Railroad Avenue in Pittsburgh. The event is running that day from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And before we wrap it up here really quickly, what can our KBLX family do to support you? Donations, volunteers?
Absolutely. We can definitely use donations, Lord. We want to make a real impact on these families. My heart is really, really focused on getting this done. I'm pushing very quickly to move them to Allensworth as soon as possible. So we can definitely use all the donations and support we can get.
All right. More information again at aplacetogoandgrow.com. I'm Sterling James. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Lionel, for being here this morning. We appreciate you.
You're so welcome.
My pleasure.
And we celebrate the work that you're doing. Thank you. This is KBLX Cares. I'm Sterling James. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibe, for bringing this story to our attention. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.